Blog Talk Radio.
Ninja Sunday. It's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks Show. How you doing? Anyway, here I am, starting the week off right, being a ninja. I got three promos, and like always, I always have great, interesting guests. So I know my guests should be calling in a few minutes, but I got my three promos here. First one, once again, is actually from Daily Bread Bakery in Standish, Maine. And I'd like to bring this up. This actually has to do with the director who I've been working with the past 7 years for an online series called Falcare, which I'm actually one of the leads. Actually, probably more like the comedy sidekick, like Chris Tucker to Jackie Chan, you know, in Rush Hour. But anyway, this is on GoFundMe and about the Daily Bread Bakery. 2 years ago, this is from Z. Ohura Zakor Deliza himself.
2 years ago, I started Daily Bread low-sodium bakery. It's been a goal of mine for 30 years to have a bakery and provide lovely baked goods to everyone. I started the bakery, I've been running it and holding my own without falling into too much debt. We rent the place and I'm totally renovated so that it is a wonderfully calming and inviting environment, and we serve healthy baked goods, coffee, and tea. We are a full-service bakery, which means that there's no too hard for us, and we serve everyone equally. There are a few bakeries and fewer still in Standish Main area. We compete with Dunkin' Donuts and Aroma Joe's, the bastards that had moved down the street from them. Yes, that's right, because they have a good bakery, which happened to move in less than a half mile away from us. The winter has been difficult if people do not come out for local business like ours, and I'm having trouble making rent. I'm not far behind. We're in danger of losing the bakery if I cannot come up with the money back. I've turned to GoFundMe as a last resort. Please help save my bakery. I have always worked to earn my keep, but the Daily Bread Bakery and Standards is definitely worth needing. I love baking and doing well. For those that help, I will offer free lunch monthlies as thanks and continue to create magnificent baked goods to the community. Thank you from Aurora Zagorda, who is the owner of Daily Bread, Low Sodium Bakery and Tea Shop. So check that out on GoFundMe. And now to move on to the Sarah Joy Foundation. The Sarah Joy Foundation, which is on Facebook, and this is for another part of my extended family members. The Sarah Joy Foundation is a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and a husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, in the last year, did more traveling and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed and four walls because of it, illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. To raise the money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah only had before she passed. It's amazing what a day in a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, and we'll just know that losing the fall is love is great. We'll be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. And from what I know, I never met Sarah, but Sarah had passed away after shortly giving birth to her second unborn son, and because she did not want to see treatment, in the end, Sarah just succumbed to the illness. And out of the clouds, the silver lining was warm, and thus the Sarah Joy Foundation was created. So any donations will also be greatly appreciated there. And one more quick little promo, which I actually had this guest on my show, is actually Cardiac, back another homeboy, part of my family, back in Boston. And I'm trying to pull up here. Everything I say, you can actually read along with my my Facebook page. So you don't see it. I will be going live soon on Facebook, hopefully next week. Cardiac performs at the LMK Showcase Finals. So if you want to check it out, it's Saturday, July 1st at 3 p.m. to 11. It's next week. It's a Regent Theater, Arlington, 7 Medford Street, Arlington, Massachusetts, 02474. So if you'd like to get your tickets, go to there. His name is spelled Cardiac, K-A-H-D-I-A-K, is the current number one ranked Reverb Nation unsigned artist in the world for his genre, goes for the prize, Finals Baby. This is for all the models of marketing deal in Toronto. So if you want to go and check it out, go there to that page. All right. Now, I've talked long enough, and I gotta tell before I bring the guests on here, it's funny because sometimes I actually do get to meet people that are future guests on my show, which is, you know, sometimes a real occasion. Well, I actually went down back to Boston, and thanks to my friends, you know, my friends Mimi and Dean got me down to Boston, and, you know, I go to one of my favorite karaoke places, Debonair, which I've known for 30 years. And it's just something where, you know, you like going to the same places because you feel welcome. So, you know, people have many different ranges of talents and stuff there, and sometimes I am just talking to people. So I met my guest that's going to be coming on to the show, and I was like, wow, he can really sing. And it's like, yes, ladies, he's a sexy guy, so you got to check out his page. He's going to be, I guess I'll find out more about him and stuff like that. But I was, like, very, very impressed. So I was like, should I go up to him? And I'm like, well, here's an opportunity. You met someone. I tried filming once again. My cell phone kind of died, but my friend Sabrina, she actually filmed my guest for today from the karaoke place, and I was like, wow, pretty good. So, like, my show is always about dreams and stuff like that. So give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to see here. Let's see if the person's here. Okay. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Well, are you awake? Wakey-wakey.
Barely. Hopefully I'll be awake in a minute after I drink a little coffee. I just make coffee, so.
I know, I drive people crazy. I'm really a morning person. I'm probably totally the opposite of a lot of people, but so I hope you're ready for Ninja Sunday.
I'm ready.
Okay, and now, first of all, because I have a Bostonian accent, I butcher people's names. How do you say your last name correctly, Dave?
Macaulay.
Okay. Because I'm like, oh, what am I, you know, I can't help it. I'll never escape the Bostonian accent. So Dave Macaulay on my show here today, and I'm ready to start asking questions. So you got your cup of coffee there?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. All right. Now, before we get into all the good stuff, I wanted to know, have you always been a Boston homeboy? You've always been from Massachusetts?
Not always. I probably spent 2/3 of my life there. I bounced around a little bit. I was born in South Carolina, so I had spent the first 4 years of my life down there. And then after I got out of high school, I joined the service, so I spent another 4 years outside of Massachusetts. So I bounced around a little bit.
Oh, wow. Oh, you're a service. Well, thank you for your service. Thank you so much. You're welcome. I was like, and a soldier boy, too. Wow. So I was like, I hope I don't make you blush. This is just how I am. I was like, you know, let the ladies know you're a good-looking guy, you know, a musician. So just speaking honestly, you know. So if anybody's, like, listening and, you know, afterwards, it's like, hey, don't be bashful. It's true. I saw you live in action at a karaoke place. So, you know, like growing up, I know you said you did the service and stuff. Were you always into music? I mean, how did you get into like bands and such?
I mean, my father's always been a musician, so it's kind of in my blood. I've always been exposed to playing music. Grew up watching him playing in different bands, and my parents, they bought me a little toy drum kit when I was 5, which I ruined within a week or two. But I got a real drum set when I turned 11. My parents got it for me, but I basically saw a Nirvana video and was watching Dave Grohl play the Fills and In Bloom, and I told my parents that's what I want to do that. So. Instead of
like the 9-to-5-er, like the 9-to-5-er,
oh,
like meaning working
I
like
meant
you
to
never.
Say, that would be nice if I could do this whole time. Fortunately, I don't, but maybe someday. But I meant instead of playing on for a little while before I got an actual drum set, I was in my bedroom and I put a bunch of boxes and. Some trash cans together and played on those for a little while until I got an actual drum set.
Oh, did your parents ever regret giving you drums?
They what?
Did your parents ever regret giving you drums?
Oh, no. I mean, maybe there was a few times when I chose to play a little bit too late, not listen to my mom, just keep playing whenever she told me to turn it down. But no, my parents have always been very supportive. I mean, they're both really into music. Obviously, you know, my dad's always played, and remember he would always play records really late growing up. So I'd always fall asleep listening to some of his old blues records. But and my mom's always been really into music. At music as well, always going to shows. She's a huge Tom Petty fan, so he follows him. She follows him pretty much everywhere. He's still there? There you
Hi,
are.
Hi, Dave. No, sorry about that. I was trying to text you. It was like... sorry about that. I had a little technical difficulties. My
the signal had dropped, and I'm trying to write to you on Facebook, I just keep talking, so I do apologize for that. I'm like, oh, no, this cannot happen. Sometimes, you know, it's little technical difficulties, but I'm like, shoot, that's why I have Facebook up. So it
yeah.
seems like it's okay, so I do apologize. About that, it's like
no worries.
I'm so nervous now. So thank you so much. I did hear that your mother was saying. You said that your mother was, you know, a Tom Petty. I guess that must have been. Is that an influence for you? I mean, what was some of your influences? I know that you said about David Grohl from Nirvana.
Yeah, he was my inspiration to stop playing music. That's for sure. He was the. Yeah, pretty much the reason why I decided to start playing, just you know, playing those fills in Bloom. It just, I don't know, it just thought it looked cool, simple yet effective fills, but it looked cool.
So but,
was it
around your like high school time? Like, was Nirvana around your time? Or I think you're actually a little bit. I try not to bring up age, but it was like maybe you were just in a different. Time, like, did you go to school in the 90s? Like, when did you actually, what was the time frame of, like, when you were in high school?
Yeah, I was in high school, late 90s. So, yeah, Nirvana was big at the tail end of elementary school. But, yeah, so the grunge era was huge inspiration to me. I'm definitely influenced by a lot of those bands, a lot of, you know, rock bands from the 90s.
Oh, sweet. I just to tell you a little story really quick, one of my little brothers, Sam, he was like, you want to go see, this is like when Nirvana had came out and David Grohl went on his own. I forget the name of his band, but we went to see him. It was one big auditorium. And when David Grohl, he plays so much that he breaks drumsticks. And it went into the audience, but we were really up close. He hit me off the head, and I think I still have a hole in my head somewhere from David Grohl hitting me with the drumstick, and my little brother Sam, I think he still has the drumstick. Can you imagine that, though? It's like someone gets a drumstick by my injury. So there's a cute little story when you brought up David Grohl. I've seen him, and he's like, he's amazing, amazing drummer. Like, I've seen, you know, being up there in the pit and everything, being up front and seeing some things is really amazing. So it's like hearing you talk, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, bringing up some times there. So with Nirvana and stuff, I mean, was there any other influences besides Nirvana?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Nirvana was more like an inspiration, I guess. I don't know if I wasn't as big into the band as a lot of people were back then, but I think when it comes to influences from that era, probably more so like with the Alice in Chains. That was probably one of my favorite grunge bands from that time. But other bands that were big influences from, you know, the same era, I'd have to say probably, you know, Stone Temple Pilots and the Deftones and 311. With bigger influences on me musically.
Oh, sweet. And what, you know, you brought up 311, and I was wondering, you showed a picture, and I was trying to see what you had. It's like some picture with 311, and you said something on it. What was that picture with 311 on your page you were showing everyone?
Oh, that was the album cover of the new album that just came out a couple of days ago. It's, the title of the album is Mosaic. So they had a mosaic as the album cover, and they used pictures of, they asked fans to submit pictures of themselves. And so they put it into a bunch of pictures to a computer, and they used some sort of program that used an algorithm to, make it into a picture of the band when you're looking at everything from, zoomed out. So it was made up of, I think it's like 10,000 pictures of the fans. And so I'd submitted a picture of myself, my brother, from a show that we went to when we went and saw them at the Paradise back in 2001. And we were standing next to Nick Hexum, met him outside, right by the tour bus. And then one of my best friends also submitted a picture of us together around, maybe around 2004. But he's also a huge 311 fan, so pretty cool.
Oh, sweet. That sounds pretty cool. I mean, you know, it's like, so I totally understand. I was like, what? I didn't understand what the picture was about, but that's really awesome. I think that's sweet. Yeah. And speaking of music, I'd like to, if it's okay, I know that you had submitted two songs to me, and I wanted to play one of the songs right now. It's about probably about 4 minutes and stuff, so just hang tight. I'm actually going to play Decibels, and it's by, is it by your band? Is it by a band or is it by you?
Yeah, I produced it on my own.
Okay.
I had a friend of mine who's going to be playing live with me once we're able to stop playing live in this project. But me and him been in a few different bands together. But he's a really talented guitar player, Brennan Flaherty. He played, he doubled up in a few different parts on this song, on this particular song. But
I
wrote and recorded.
Okay, I just want to make sure everybody's getting proper credit for it. So I want to make sure, you know, we're not leaving anybody out because I know that you submitted it. So I just wanted to add it there. So I'm going to play Decibels, and we'll be right back.
Awesome. We'll be right back.
Dave, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How did that sound on your end there? Did it sound clear for you? Did it go through clear? Did you hear clear?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm having,
you know. It could possibly be over the phone.
Okay. I just want to make sure because sometimes being up here in Maine, it's like up in the North Pole, and it was just going in and out. I'm going, why are they doing that? I'm like, this is my guess, the music. So as long as you guys were fine on my end, I was like, whoop, something's going on. But, hey, yeah, it sounded like from what I was like, it did have a feel like late 90s, early 2000s. You know, it had that kind of feel like when it was breaking at a time like around what you were describing, Nirvana. I did get that type of feeling of it. So is that what you were trying to go for?
Yeah. I guess it was somewhat of a conscious decision to go for that style, but it was also something that just came naturally, considering that era was a big influence on me. So it kind of just, that song just came out through instinct. It's how it came out naturally, I suppose.
Okay, and then now, have you had any training? Like, how did you get into music? Did you take classes, or is this something natural for you? Were you self-taught?
As far as playing an instrument or production?
Like everything, like, playing instruments, singing, everything, because I think you were playing, I think I saw pictures, you know, you were on the drums, guitar, and then I saw you on, I think it was a soundboard in a studio. Like, where did you learn everything?
Right. I took lessons for drum lessons for about a year when I was 11, when I first started getting into it. That's about it. But as far as production goes, I went to New England Institute of Art, Audio Engineering and Production.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Over in,
in
Brookline, Mass.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to say that. I thought it was, around the area there. And, listening to you sing, did you ever take any singing lessons? Because I heard you in karaoke, and I'm like, I mean, you see me, I can't, cats will die when I sing, I'm just entertaining. I can't hold a chord for the life of me. No, seriously, I just do crazy things, people have fun. But you can actually really sing, and I'm like, is that something natural? Did you ever take that? I mean, how do you sing? I can't get it. I'm probably so, what's it called, deaf tone, tone deaf or something like that. How do you sing? I mean, how do you do it?
Yeah, I'm self-taught. I've been messing around with it for years. So, my father sings too. So I guess I picked up on some of the things that he did growing up. But, it wasn't until, I've always played in bands, but previously it's always been mainly either drums or rhythm guitar. I've kind of bounced back and forth, but I played in one band where I did backup vocals, but this is the first time that I'm actually not doing a lead singing in a project. So it's, something I've just been working at for, since I first started really getting into music. So 20 years now.
Oh, wow. So do you think of doing videos? I mean, do you have any videos at all on YouTube or anything that, because I think it was Decibels. I think I seen that. Are you thinking of, making videos with the music too? I mean, probably, right?
Something that's going to happen eventually. I've been talking to a couple different people. So, right now the main focus is getting the first four song EP done, which should be happening pretty soon. It's in the mixing stage right now. My friend Alex Patianis is mixing it, and hopefully that will be out. Mainly it'll be a digital release, so it'll be out in Spotify and iTunes and Amazon and all those good places. So hopefully that will happen within the next month or two.
Oh, sweet. Definitely sweet. I mean, you know, I always tell guests, you know, because people have returned on my show. Anytime you have, like, new songs and stuff, if you're, you know, you'd like to be a guest on my show, too, in the future, like I said, there's a lot of turn on the show. So as you advance more, you know, if there's something you want to send me to listen, I could play it. So that's another thing I do. So just let me know anytime, you know.
Absolutely. That'd be great. I'd appreciate that.
You're welcome. And, you know, speaking of videos and stuff, I'm all into ninjas and samurai stuff. I always tell, like, all the music, you guys going to have ninjas and explosions and all sorts of stuff. I think of all crazy stuff from music videos. It's like, so I'm an action chick. I was like, forget those romantic chick flicks. I'm like, yeah, bloods and guts and ninjas and samurai. You know, it's like Fast and Furious with fast cars.
Yeah, this is one particular song where maybe I could picture some ninjas and samurais and stuff bouncing around. You know, one song is really high energy and action packed, so maybe it has some ninjas in the music video for that song.
Oh my gosh! Now you got a place in my heart. That's it. If you got ninjas and samurais or something, or even like Twist Up a Fast and the Furious, you're gonna have a stand for life. You know, it's something I'm totally obsessed with, you can't tell, you know. It's just like, you know, but when I was down there, you know, trying to record my cell phone, I think it's jinxed. I'm like, I finally have a real camera and stuff because I'm going back out to another event in California. It's called Dragon Fest. And every time I try to record something really interesting, my cell phone dies or something. And I was trying to record you. I was like, I want to record it. And it had like 5 seconds of you singing. I go, you've got to be kidding me. It's like, you know, thinking of having someone as a guest. I'm like, what good am I good at promoting if I can't promote my guests and show a video from there? So I was like bummed out. So I was like, hopefully, you know, if I go down that to Boston next time at karaoke, you guys will be there. And I'm like, look, this was the guest, Dave, and I'm going to be recording you. My cell phone's not going to die. So it would have been sweet. I would have been awesome. I was like, yeah, this is the guest. Yeah, this is the guest right here. So, anytime you have ninjas in there, oh, you've won my heart. That's it. So I wanted to move on to the next song. It's called Can't Turn Away. So is there anybody else, you know, like with credit and stuff that I could give to on the song that you want to say? Or is it just yours? Or?
Yeah, it's a song that I wrote and recorded, another one. I had the same guy, Brendan Flaherty, play a few guitar tracks on there, a few doubled over, a few leads. And, but it was pretty much constructed the same way.
Okay. All right. We're definitely going to we're gonna play this, and we'll be right back. I'm now playing Can't Turn Away, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. All right, and it looks like we're back, and that's Can't Turn Away. All right, I kind of even like that one, too. Well done.
Thanks.
Are you there, Dave? Oh, okay. I'm like, please don't say
I'm
the
here.
Call dropped. I did enjoy that, and I'm like, the way the rhythm was going and stuff, and I'm sitting there thinking, it's like, it's almost felt like you could be sitting on a beach and thinking back, like, you know, I don't know if it could be a girl or a guy, you know, thinking back about the stuff. I mean, what was the meaning of the song? Did it have a meaning? Because it felt like there was something that was written deep with some sort of meaning with this. Not that most songs do, but what was the song actually about?
Yeah, it has a pretty deep meaning. It's the song was it was written to raise awareness of veteran suicide. Behind it was actually I saw people going around on Facebook posting videos of themselves doing push-ups to help raise awareness of veteran suicide, and yeah, it was something that I definitely appreciated. It's not something that I did myself. I felt like I could do something, you know, do a little bit more to help raise the awareness, because it is a serious issue that hits close to home. But I felt like I could do a little bit more and to help raise awareness, and what better way to do it than to incorporate it into a song.
Yeah, you know, I just knew that. I mean, that's a really great idea, you know, to stand out and to, like, work for a cause. So your music, it's going to have definitely a lot of meaning. Like, I could feel that. I can actually, you know, it's like, because I try to listen to, I guess, music a couple of times, and I was just something about this song. There's something about a deeper meaning to that song, and that's what I was asking. It's like, I knew it. I could feel that in the song. Like, you just feel that there's something, there's a meaning behind that. So I kind of had that feeling. That's why I asked you. So, you know, are you, you know, are you going to be performing anywhere? I mean, is there any venues? Do you have stuff that's planned?
I don't have anything lined up at the moment, but there's definitely going to be happening in the future. Right now I'm just focusing on getting all these mixes done for the first EP. And in the meantime, I'm also trying to organize some rehearsal time with the guys that will be playing the live shows with me. And so hopefully within the next few months, we'll be playing out. It's all about getting in that practice time and, you know, for everyone to be gig ready. You know, I'm not trying to rush into it. I want everything to sound good, you know, so I'm not sure exactly when we'll be ready, but, you know, hopefully within the next 2 or 3 months or so. But we'll probably have a few gigs down here in Boston, and hopefully spread out more over time. So we'll see.
Oh, sweet. Well, maybe I'll go, like, if I can get there, if it's a time that I can make it and stuff, I'd like to see you guys perform. It'd be great, because it's like, yeah, we'll take pitches, practice, you know, because I'm getting behind a camera, which I'm starting. And I was like, you know, practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
And like I said, the ladies will love you. You're a sexy guy. I mean, hey, you know, a musician, got a lot of passion, deep meaning to your song, so I know that the lady's gonna love you. You can just tell. You're, you know, from what I was seeing with the karaoke, you know, you wear your emotions when you, like, even with your eyes and everything like that. I noticed that. Since there's something special about that guy, I gotta have him on the show. And I just, like, I feel that you're gonna go a long way. And I don't know. I think sometimes I bless people. You know, I was like, sometimes people just go further on my show, and it's like, you got something there. I know it, Dave. I know you've got that deep passion. Don't you ever give that up. No matter what goes in life, I'm a big supporter of dreams. And if you give this up, I'm going to kick your butt. Never give this up. Seriously, you keep this going for the rest of your life with it. Never, ever give up your dreams. And, you know, what else What else do you see in the works? Do you think you want to act? You just want to do music? I mean, what else is part of your dreams that you want to do, that your passion? Any acting or anything?
Yeah, maybe. I got a friend that just started getting into a little bit of acting, so it's always something that I considered. Yeah, maybe sometime down the line. You know, they always have auditions and casting calls down here in Boston. They film so many movies around here these days. You know, usually it's during the day, during the week. So, you know, for all those casting calls, you know, and when you have a full-time day job as well as gigging musician, it's kind of tough to get to some of those things. But, yeah, I'd be interested in maybe doing some acting right now the main focus is on the music. And there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. I've been working on 12 songs for almost 2 years on my own now. So it's great to be able to finally put out 4 and then maybe towards the end of the year, another 4-song EP. And then, you know, shortly after the full-length album. So be on the lookout for Sonic Red, the name of the project. And, you know, hopefully you'll get that all done very soon.
If you do want to start acting, I don't know if you, you've heard of these casting and stuff that I've got to do. It was just extra work, but sometimes you do get too many people. Like, I've been on set of The Game Plan, which was The Rock down in Boston. And there's a couple casting companies, which they're real, and you don't have to pay anything. There's Boston Casting, and there's one where you could pay for a profile, but I just do the free thing. I think you still can put a picture up with basic information. So if you go to, like, Boston Casting, you do get notices and stuff. There's that there. Jody Purdy, she has South Shore Casting. There's LDI Casting. Like, these are actually real casting. You know, it's mostly, like, for casting calls and extras and stuff. But I think you're non-union, right? You're not SAG or anything, so I don't think you did any acting, so you're probably considered non-union, right?
Yeah, right.
So if you go in there, they do have, it's really great because sometimes you do meet people who are actually filmmakers that are in the independent, you know, world. And another thing, too, is that it's all different nowadays. It's like maybe even to go further with your music, even to get in film. Don't want to tell you what to do, but it's like there's just some suggestions where, you know, even if, you know, because they're always having premieres, which are really cool. I've been to some, and it's just really nice because that's another thing to think of, you know, just to put it out there, you know. It's something a little bit extra for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd definitely be interested in something like that down the line.
Wait, you know, so there's a question I do ask, like, towards the end of my show that I do ask everyone, all my guests. Because along the way, as an artist yourself, has there ever been a time in your life where you struggled so much and you were like at a point like it was just like to make it a lowest point or something? If so, how did you get back up to be on a positive level? Did you ever go through something that you could actually talk about for a few minutes to get other people that are artists inspiration?
Yeah,
put you on the spot.
Yeah. There's been a few moments like that in my life. I think one of the biggest things that's helped me is, you know, I'm surrounded by a lot of good people. Got a great family and a lot of close friends. I think just having that support, you know, someone to talk to when you're going through those tough times is very important. And definitely helped contribute to me being able to pull myself out of ruts. But also, I've always had music as my therapy. And, you know, that's something that will always be a part of me. I'll always be playing music. And so that's always there for me. And I'm also big into working out and exercising, going to the gym. And I just started getting into biking. And, so staying fit, that's always been important to me, and it's also been very therapeutic for me. just as much as music has. So all those different things have always helped contribute to me being able to try to stay positive and
some good advice. And it's already like, you know, it goes by so fast. People want to say like an hour, but it goes so fast. Is there any like any shout outs you want to give, say hi to anyone on the show?
Yeah, just say hi to my family out there and all my friends that have showed their support throughout the years. All my friends that have come to shows and have always been there to tell me to never quit and to keep playing, to keep jamming out and writing, recording, playing shows. I'm fortunate to have so many people, close friends and family, that have shown their support and that have taken an interest in things that I've done. So,
okay.
Yeah, I just want to say hi to all of them.
That's so sweet. If somebody was to look for you, where could they go to look up your music? And you have like Facebook and do you have Instagram? Like, oh, what are your accounts or website and stuff they can look up your music?
Yeah, so on Facebook, everyone could find me on, really it's facebook.com/sonicred. That's the band page. And also have a YouTube page. So you can just search for Sonic Red. The first single, Decibel, is the song that you played first. That's up on YouTube. And Can't Turn Away will be up there eventually. Just, that was actually that recording that you played. That's not the final mix, but that's the first time that I've, that's pretty much like the debut right there. So I'm happy to unleash that on your show for the first time.
All right. It's so great. See, I get to be honored.
That was the world premiere. So
that
song, it's at the end of the mixing and mastering stage. So that should be up pretty soon. And I also have an Instagram. You can find me at Sonic_Red_.
All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, you know, thank you for taking your time out and being on my show on Music Sunday, and look forward to having you as a future guest again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All righty, and you enjoy the rest of your Ninja Sunday.
You too. Thank you so much.
All righty, bye-bye. You too.
Right,
bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, another Ninja Sunday to start off your week, to make it wonderful. And just remember, if you have a dream, you are as good as anybody else's. And just keep working on it. Well, there'll be more Ninja Sundays to come, and I'm focusing on another Dragon Fest trip to California. So, everyone, enjoy the rest of their Ninja Sunday.